Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. Nowadays, most people seem to be hurting. Some way, some form, we've all got our issues. And it's different for many of us. Some of us have similar issues because the world is in crisis and a lot of us are feeling that. And in other ways, are very personal. And so we need tools to help us find health, wellness, comfort, happiness. And the more tools that we can find, the better. I'm a tool person. And there's one tool that I've used for many years. I've taught it. I love this tool. And I want to talk about it on the show today with a guy who has become a real expert at using what's called EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique. And there are very advanced new ways of using it that most people haven't heard of before. Most people haven't heard of EFT before anyway. And so it's good to know about it in the first place. It's also good to know how to use it to its best, most advanced use. And to do that, the practitioner, expert I've asked to be on the show, is an old friend of mine, a really good friend, somebody who I've always admired for his dedication as a healer, as an intuitive, and his dedication to EFT because he sees that as such an effective tool. So, Steve Gottlieb, welcome to Energy Stew. I'm so glad you're back on the show and can talk to us.
I'm so glad to be here with you, Peter. Thanks so much for having me on today.
Sure. Now, let's just briefly say what EFT is for people who don't know about it.
Sure. EFT is something that many people think of as a form of psychological acupuncture without the needles. We're tapping on our body in specific acupressure points while we're focused on an issue of concern that we can viscerally feel some disturbance about. And that disturbance could be, you know, a mental disturbance. When you think about this thing, it makes you feel bad. Or it could be the kind of disturbance that you might feel in your body when you think about a situation or a circumstance that has some negative content in your life. So by tapping on the body in a certain way while you're focused on these issues, you're sending signals to the nervous system, which allows your brain to actually recalibrate its representation of whatever the problem is for you. And sometimes magically, it seems, the problem that was bothering you doesn't bother you so much anymore, and it's quite a remarkable thing when you can take that to a deep level. So EFT has been around for a while. It came from something called thought field therapy, which was quite remarkable when it was discovered back in the late 80s, because it gave practitioners a tool that they could use to essentially reverse all different kinds of emotional and psychological problems, which was unheard of before. And it's taken a bunch of years for science to actually catch up with why it is and that this happens and how it actually works. Some people know emotional freedom technique from its colloquial name, which is tapping. And it's become popularized by a lot of people that they can tune into a webinar and tap along. And many people get results that way. But quite often, some people might say, well, I tried tapping, it didn't really work. And that's because they really didn't know how to apply it specifically to a particular situation in their life.
Right. And so it's about learning how to use it. This is a very important technique. And people don't understand how it might work, because all you're doing is tapping different meridian points on the body, on the face, on the fingertips, back of the hand, and on the body itself. There are a few points. And And so when we do this tapping, we're actually working through the energy field of the meridians, in a sense, energizing them and balancing them. And we think, well, you know, there's not a lot of corroboration in science about even acupuncture and acupuncture meridians. Right. You know, Western science even questions its validity.
Right, right. That's actually changing now. That was the current thought when EFT was first developed. You know, how can this work? Because there's no scientific evidence that acupuncture even exists, even though, you know, we have evidence that it's been used for the last 5,000 years. So, but
there's a lot of ways that Western medicine, especially, is trying to
We're dragging along the status quo, you know, and all the naysayers to say, guys, I hate to tell you this, but, you know, your information is out of date. We have a lot of new evidence about things that is scientifically valid now, so now you have to catch up.
Well, one thing that really impressed me years ago was to see EFT in use with people who had their blood drawn and put under a microscope to see a live blood analysis. And you can see under a microscope, you can see all the platelets and the red blood cells and white blood cells and all these things moving around. There's a whole world there. And then you do EFT, do this tapping, and you go back and look at, draw the blood again, and find that actually the blood has changed from this tapping. And
yeah,
it's much healthier.
Somebody might say, well, how is that possible? So if they don't understand how it is possible, they might actually refute the very evidence that they saw in front of them and said, well, it must be impossible. It turns out now that other kinds of studies like that have been replicated to show how tapping on the body immediately creates some very, very important biological changes in the body energetically as well. The first thing it does is it slows down or stops the suppression of the immune system, which is caused by the stress reaction. When you have a stressful situation, or if you're just dealing with a lot of stress, or if you have a lot of unresolved emotional trauma, the stress is very prominent in the background, you're producing a lot of stress hormones like cortisol. So you can tap on the body and immediately see the reduction in cortisol, which has very important implications. And the other implication is that the latest science in genetics is really epigenetics, which shows that gene expression is affected by tapping on the body. They've identified so far 1,000 different genes that could be positively expressed by tapping. The tapping and the acupuncture and all of that seem to be the remarkable way that that we can use the signaling mechanisms that are now just coming to be understood by the latest scientists, because they didn't see these pathways before. They didn't understand it was instant communication signaling, cellular intercellular signaling mechanisms throughout the entire body. So as soon as you tap, you know, you might be signaling the cellular, process that allows, you know, certain hormones to be released and taken in to the cellular process. This is been demonstrated many different ways, if you want to go into the science of it. But the whole issue of even acupuncture now, they're starting to see traces in the body which are actually physical evidence that these energetic pathways exist along what the Chinese called the acupuncture meridians. It's no longer a theory.
Right. And so, most people, I think, should learn to tap these points. There are 14 points to tap, and unless that's changed recently, but
there's many points that you can tap, but there are basically seven essential points that form the basic recipe, which anybody can learn in about 5 minutes. And okay. they may not solve all of their problems in their life in 5 minutes, but they can certainly learn how to tap for themselves and see if when they tune into something that creates a moderate disturbance to them emotionally, psychologically, or even a physical symptom, that tapping through these points while using the appropriate language helps to resolve some of the symptoms.
Right. Now, you just introduced another topic here, because it's one thing to tap. It's another thing to tap with intention. And, you know, because intention rules, mm-hmm. we don't realize how powerful our minds are. And we use the purpose of the tapping to solve our problems with knowing our problems. So we intend to resolve, let's say, you know, for instance, I get up sometimes in the middle of the night and I can't sleep. I'll just go into another room to tap because I don't want to disturb my wife with my tapping. And I'll tap for several minutes, and it really restores my calm, sleepy nature, and I get back in bed and I go back to sleep. So it's great to have this just even for that, let alone all the other, you know, but that's intention. I'm tapping with the intention of calming my mind and my body down so I can go back to sleep.
And yeah, intention is very powerful because you're now using your mind, and now, as you know, we are hooking up to a whole different level of information, you know, that we're hooking up into, you know, that field of information. But that our whole body system that operates on energetic signaling is directly influenced by that field. You know, so when we tap with a thought in mind of what it is that we want to accomplish, we're creating what Roger Callahan called a thought field. And the tapping influences, you know, energy movement in that thought field. So you can say, well, I've got this sleeping problem. Let me get up and tap. And with just the intention that the tapping might help you sleep, you might feel the result. Now, part of that result is because tapping produces an automatic relaxation response. Even if you don't target it to something specific problem with strong intention to correct it, merely tapping with the intention to tap, you know, for whatever therapeutic benefits it might give you, will immediately provide you with that relaxation response. That's what my clients say when they say, after you've tapped, how do you feel? They go, well, I feel a lot more relaxed. Then we go back and we look at the situation we're tapping on, and then we notice that they're not as disturbed about it as they were when we tuned into it before we started tapping.
All right,
so that's tapping with intention to solve a specific issue.
Okay, so there are two ways we want to approach this. One is we'd love for everybody to learn the tapping points, and
absolutely.
It's not hard to find them. Nope. But then, you know, because they're on the internet and all that. But, you know, but now, what is it, what are the services that you bring? I also, you know, work with clients not as focused as you are about helping people using EFT. I have and love to do it, and yet you know you've become so advanced in your work with people. But let's talk about what that means. What is it that you provide people to tap more effectively?
Well, I used to think that what I provided was a lot of what I learned from you, which was the ability to be able to tap into that affirmation field and pull in information through the power and the channel of intuition and, the muscle testing, the kinesiology, which then, you know, I trained myself to be able to say, is this true information I'm getting and is it relevant to the issue that my client has an issue with? That's why the reason they're there to see me is because they're suffering with a problem. And then I would do, you know, various different kinds of energy modalities. And if I intuited that there was sort of something going on in their life, with their work, with their relationships, with maybe a trauma that was happened at some point that was never resolved, I would ask them, you know, what my intuition came up with. And, you know, here it is, they never saw me before, and all of a sudden now I'm reading into their life, even though I'm not a mind reader. And because I've been able to touch that in their heart and in their mind, all of a sudden all the emotions that are stored there would come flooding out. And I said, okay, now I've got this great tool called EFT, because now that the energy of that trauma memory is now in their energetic system, and by stimulating the acupuncture points, we can resolve that. And then we've cleared it out, and then they're fine. And then we can have a conversation about whatever it was that hurt them, but they're not reacting from the same place that they were before, because we've literally shifted their energy around the issue. So that's how it came to be. But
let's look at what people are, what they're struggling with that you've helped them with, because there are so many different ways that this works. Certainly it works psycho-emotionally. It gets people, it re-scripts their thinking. It re-scripts their innate thinking. It re-scripts, you know, the ways that they're scripted that haven't been working, that they don't realize they're scripted that way.
Right.
And
right.
So that's why intuition is important, because you help see some of these scripts that aren't working for people.
Yes.
And then you help them through tapping create affirmations of a different script, that the tapping actually shifts the consciousness, innate consciousness of that person, so
yes.
they no
right.
longer hold that deep script that was getting in their way.
Right. Well, anyone who's skilled in clinical EFT knows how to help a client who's worked through a particular problem. And the problem might show up as something that's happening in their life right now. But really what the problem might be was the way that the brain was conditioned from early, you know, developmental experiences that may have been emotional or traumatic. So we're looking to disclose those. And that could be an ongoing process, or that could be something that we can target in one session and eradicate in one session. Of course, that doesn't solve all the problems in their lives, because we have many emotional imprints from trauma in our life, but it might provide some important relief. What I've always found, though, is that if I take a different approach, I can use what the tapping does as a way of recalibrating the brain's response to an idea. Now, everybody's familiar with the notion that positive psychology is a really good thing, but how do we get someone to embrace a positive affirmation when there are parts of our subpsyche that would immediately feel a disturbance if you would try to say something that's obviously untrue? So in other words, if you have a problem with a relationship, you can simply say, I can attract the ideal mate and have a satisfying relationship, and you can try to help and coach a client all day long that's there for them. But when their life experiences have been influenced to the point where they don't think that's possible for them, if you were to muscle test them, energetically testing their reaction, the nervous system reaction to the statement, I can attract the ideal client and have a wonderful relationship, their entire nervous system would go into a state of distress. They can feel it. You don't have to muscle test them. They know it. They know it's not true. But even the person who is the...
So they're scripted not to be able to attract what they want.
Yeah, there's lots of subconscious aspects that say, I might, you know, maybe I don't deserve this, or maybe it's not possible, or I'd like to think this is possible, but I don't know it's possible, or I don't trust this, it can happen for me, or it wouldn't be good for me if I had the ideal relationship for some reason. There's a favorite of mine is it's not good for others. Sometimes what we want for ourselves is some sort of a violation of a vow we may have made to do our best to love and take care of other people. And, you know, so stepping into our own power and maybe changing a career or leaving a relationship that is no longer functioning for you, in the back of your mind, somewhere subconsciously, is not good for other people. And some psychologists talk about this as a form of secondary gains.
Right. So we have a lot of unconscious self-sabotage going on.
Yeah.
And wonder why we're not making the progress in life in different ways. Could be physical, could be we're ill, and we have self-sabotage going on about getting better because we have all of these programs that,
yeah.
you know, if I'm better, then this won't
yeah.
happen or that won't happen.
Yeah.
And so we need to uncover those. And
yes.
muscle testing is a good way to uncover it because people then, you know, I can have somebody say, I can be happy, and then their
yes.
muscles get weak.
Yes,
guess what?
Absolutely.
You know?
These are the essential premises of energy psychology of which EFT came from, but have been lost in the sort of garden variety applications of EFT that most people are familiar with.
Right. So what's important, I think, and something that I think is very helpful to people to understand is that to get help, uncovering these unconscious self-sabotage scripts that we have that interfere with fulfilling our wishes.
Yeah, and I'd like to be clear that once we uncover that, it doesn't require years of therapy to really figure out why that is in order to solve the problem. That's not how the brain works. The brain works with basically electrical switches that say this is okay and this is not okay. You know, so when you determine through muscle testing that a client or a person has a belief that it wouldn't be good for others for them to have what's good for them, what they want, that's just a switch in the brain that needs to be reset. And believe it or not, you can muscle test that, and they say this is good for me, and their arm will go weak, and you can just tap on a particular acupuncture point saying a reversal of that, that even though this is not good for me, and I deeply and completely accept myself, which is a setup phrase from EFT, and while we're tapping, a switch actually happens neurologically in the brain, which is permanent. Now you retest that person and say, it's, you know, is it good for others? And then it's yes, because the higher realm knows that there's really no such thing as it's not good for others. That's just a mistake that the brain makes.
It's interesting that we have these are unconscious, and I've worked with people where, they might say, that I can be happy, and then they're weak.
Yeah.
And then they have to surrender to the fact that they're weak to that and say, I can't be happy. Then actually they'll be strong.
Right. Yeah, that's
I can't
right.
be happy. Their muscles will go strong.
That's right.
So
that's,
we know that they're programmed to not be happy. But then we create the contrast to that by saying, I deeply and completely accept myself, even though I can't be happy. But they have to surrender to be able to say that. And then we do that with the tapping, and all of a sudden, they can be happy.
That's right. And that's the thing I think that I provide the most for people. Even though I do in-depth traditional clinical EFT as a coach and as a personal empowerment coach, I offer this technique because it's the fastest way I know to shift a person's experience in life, is to look for those places where they're blocked.
Well,
that's the
point, is that your experience has been going on. You've been doing this for so long. You have so much experience at finding these scripts, these self-sabotage scripts. You're really good at figuring out all the ways that people need to reprogram themselves. And so I think that's a great empowerment
yeah.
that you give people.
Yeah, thank you. It's common sense to me, but not necessarily to most people, to do exactly what we're talking about. If somebody is coming here to see me and they are beset with a particular illness, the first thing I want to check is that their brain can say, I can be well, or I can be well again, or I can heal from this illness. Because if that's broken, that's what I want to fix. I don't want to go into the reasons why that's broken. I want to fix that first. And then when you fix that, all of a sudden your conversation with people can change because you've literally shifted who they are.
One area that this is great is fertility. You know, there are men and women, couples who can't conceive. And then you wonder, why can't they conceive? And then you start muscle testing them for their belief in their ability to conceive or their desire to conceive on an unconscious level, they might be self-sabotaging and not realizing it.
Absolutely.
And I've seen that turn around. People all of a sudden have children.
I've had several situations where I've worked with people that way, and they're remarkably happy with children now. And
yeah.
I didn't realize it, but I think you just gave me a new focus for a new business model there, Peter.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. Yeah, fertility. You're the fertility man. So we're getting near the end of the show.
Mm-hmm. Already. And, time flies
and
fast.
So let's just rehash that you're Steve Gottlieb, and you live in Westchester.
I do.
You do work on the phone with people.
Most
so
of my work
not
is on
limited.
The phone. Mm-hmm.
Right, so it's not limited to people seeing you in person. And can you give us your phone number?
Yeah, certainly. My phone number is 914-997-7873.
Great.
And you can find more information about me by going to my website, which is empoweryourtrueself.com. And on my resources tab there's lots of information about EFT. You can download it. Any kind of information you like, which will show you how to try to use it. I offer complimentary consultations, and people can, you know, automatically sign up to receive newsletters from me or, you know, get on my Facebook page where I post a lot of information about how all of this stuff works.
Yeah, that's great. I'm so happy that you've really taken this on. It's such a huge, important tool for people to work with. And certainly then working with you, then people can also learn how to work with themselves better, too.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks very much. You know, I'm learning more all the time. There's one thing I want to quickly mention. It's called memory reconsolidation, and this is the latest evidence that validates how EFT works. It turns out that when a mind is conditioned from emotional or traumatic issues, that it was thought that there was really no way to really reverse the way the brain is wired that way. And we find that there's not only neuroplasticity which can be applied, but that when you focus on an issue that disturbs you, while you're tapping on the body using a technique like EFT, you're actually allowing the strength that the brain has created around a negative idea to loosen its grip on that idea, and that idea can be completely re-encoded
that's
and reprogrammed.
Great. I'm glad you brought that up. Thanks, Steve.
Yep. That's so kind
Steve
of the magic about why EFT is so powerful.
Thank you so much for being on Energy Stew, Steve, and hopefully you'll come back soon.
My pleasure. Thank you, Peter.
Sure. And this is Peter Ross, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at peter@heartriver, H-E-A-R-T, river.org. Or 212-222-7748. I'd love to hear from you, and thanks so much for listening.